Oh my God. It's funny how the music suddenly kicks in like that, unexpectedly. You'd think I've just turned on the equipment, but oh no. It's been warming up for, I don't know,
a while.
Like an old used car. I wouldn't mind, but this system cost me a fortune and it sounded like cost me 10 bob. I'm talking to 10 bob. It's a bit like the Arsenal players were late, aside from about two of them. But anyway, Alex, good of you to join us at this. I wanted to say inclement hour, but I think I'm just making up phrases that don't really work, which won't be the first time. No. So,
I don't know what that means, Mason. You should have said, I don't believe you.
Inclement hour, what the hell does that mean? I mean, inclement weather, but I really don't know what I'm talking about today. But as I said,
you
when I watched, was when I was,
you are
an English. Yeah, I'm allegedly, but you know, I like some, I think I've been a little bit too creative lately, so I'm trying to invent these new things, and then I start thinking the inventions are really true, and of course they're not, because I just make up. And also it's when you mark people's work and it's just so awful. No, I'm not. Yeah. No, I better take that back. Oh wait, I can't, it's live. So yeah, you know what I mean, when you read things and what do they call, I see what I mean, my brain's frazzled at the moment. Collocation, you having two certain words that go together, like Arsenal and 1-0, that's not two certain words. But obviously Arsenal and 1-0 is a collocation because that's what you expect to happen. And yeah. I bet you didn't expect Arsenal to beat Chelsea, though.
No, I didn't. I wasn't looking forward to that at all. Especially more so, there were two things that surprised us. Obviously, us being a very sort of, it was a proper shithouse performance, wasn't it? Like they got the goal. And then they just defended for their lives. But also, like Tuchel, you know, he's been on a bit of a run recently. And, you know, he's done really well at Chelsea since he's taken over. So I wasn't expecting Arteta to outclass him, really. You know, like we knew they were going to have the majority of the possession. They were a better team than us. But, yeah, no, that was a strange result. So it's pleasing. You know, and I saw something with Arteta, like, recently, on Twitter, and because obviously Arsenal, it's been a bit of a shit time this year, I think it's fair to say, and certainly going out in the Europa was disappointing. I think what was most disappointing for me wasn't the fact that we went out, because, you know, it's a competitive tournament, but it's how poor we were and how little motivated we seemed. Like, we didn't seem to have any fight. We didn't seem to have any sort of gumption about us.
No energy.
Bereft of ideas. Yeah, I don't remember us having particularly loads of shots on goal. But the away leg, we stole a goal, and the owners was set up nicely. For the neutral, definitely, it was set up nicely for us to attack, and we just didn't have any sort of, you know, va-va-voom, did we? We looked fucking devoid of ideas. And there's no excuse, really. Arteta has to take the blame. And I was incredibly frustrated. I remember having a conversation with a couple of friends at my school who are both Arsenal fans. And we talked about, what would you do next year? Would you get rid of Arteta or would you keep him? And I'm a bit on the fence. Well, I certainly was when I spoke to them. One person's argument was, well, you know, he needs time to sort of implement his ideas. And unless someone, you know, world class comes in, you know, it's going to take time. And the counter argument was, well, do you expect anything to change next season? Do you expect Arsenal to get better next season? Mm. And if I'm honest, I don't. I don't expect Arteta to have learned from his mistakes. So then, if I don't expect anything to change, more of the same next season, or if it's more of the same next season, what's to say they're not going to get rid of him by Christmas? Yeah. So, you know, it's a thing that before, that was about a week ago, but then I saw something on Twitter, and it's a statistic. Since Christmas Day, we are third in the league in terms of form. Yeah.
I believe that. That's shocking, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's something stupid that we've got the third best defensive record in the league.
Wow.
But we've got the 12th best attacking in the team. So more than half the teams in that league have scored more goals than us. So And I don't think it's just that first half of the season where our attacking prowess was lacking. I think it's been a problem all season. So it's, yeah, they are problems that Arteta has to solve. And he has baffled me with some of the things he's done, like his reluctance to play Martinelli in large, you know, since he's come back from injury, there's a lad that's sort of literally on fire.
But did you see him play centre forward in one of the recent games? He wasn't all that in that position, centre forward. I forget which game it was.
I saw him play against Newcastle and he won man of the match.
Yeah, I think that game he was playing wide
on the left.
Yeah. He was pretty devastating there. Then why not play him there? I can't answer that. But then there's been a lot of fans clamouring for him to play centre forward, and when I saw him, I just thought, well, I'm not saying he can't do it. It's too early to write him off, but he's going to need quite a few games there to bed in.
If you think about how good he was last year, you can't write him off. And of course, it takes time to get good in the position, but to say, yeah, for me, he has the potential. You look at Aubameyang. Aubameyang's had an awful year. And obviously with the whole malaria thing.
Oh yeah, you were right about that. Yeah, because I remember I posted something about that. I was quite careful about it. I said, you've got to listen to the podcast if you want to hear about Auba. And then right after that, the news broke. And so so you were the first one. You were the first one, as far as I'm aware, because I was checking News Now and endlessly looking for this news, and it wasn't there until you said it about 24 hours later. Then everyone else started saying, oh, by the way, it's got malaria. Shock, surprise.
Yeah, he posted something on social media, didn't he?
Yeah, so I think...
I think, you know, Aubameyang's had a bit of a shocker of a year as well. Even before the malaria, he wasn't on form for large parts of it. And I think the shining light in our team this year has been the youth. Saka, Smith-Rowe, definitely.
Yeah, those two.
Tierney, he's not young, but... Tierney has been a massive sort of help. Gabriel for the first half of the season. He got player of the month three months in a row.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. And he's starting to come back now, Gabriel. Gabriel has started to, well, I don't think he's in the same form he was in when he was winning player of the month, but in the last game, I thought he looked quite solid. He's just not the same since he got injured, though. And the same with Partey. He's the guy who worries me more.
Yeah.
Partey, what's happened to him?
Yeah, agreed.
This guy was a world beater when he arrived. And now I don't want to say what I'm thinking anymore because I'm too upset about it. I mean, again, maybe he'll come good, but it seems to me like maybe he's carrying some kind of injury that's affecting him and the way he plays. I can't fathom it. Can't figure it out at all. Any thoughts on Partey and what's happened to him?
No, just to echo what you say. We all high expectations when he came, and it's fair to say he hasn't delivered as consistently as we hoped. I think there's been glimpses of it, but I think the problem is his midfield changes all the time. Xhaka has been fantastic. I can't fault Xhaka.
Yeah, same here.
To be honest, but,
not recently.
His dedication. He has brain. With Xhaka, as long as you accept that he's limited, like he's a limited footballer, and he has brain dead moments.
He's having fewer of them, and fewer, even at left back.
Well, Burnley seems to be a bit of his bogey team, doesn't he?
Yeah, definitely Burnley. This year,
And then who else have you got alongside him? Ceballos has been, I think, got worse this year.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I think everyone's happy that he's going.
Well, he's had his moments. He's had the odd good game.
Yeah.
But it's not enough.
I would argue Ceballos has been less consistent than Partey. Or...
Probably. I feel like I've seen more Partey. Ceballos have seen... I don't know. I can't argue because neither of them have been great. Elneny's improved in my book.
But again, for me, he's a limited footballer.
Yeah.
Like, he's not what you want to take you to the next level. So I think Partey has had to carry certain players. But I think, he hasn't delivered. I think that's a fair statement to make.
But in the recent game when Elneny and Partey played together, I felt the more reliable midfielder was Elneny in that game, and I didn't like thinking that way. I don't, as you know, I would not want to get rid of Elneny because I just think he's a good squad player. He's got an excellent attitude. He runs like crazy. He's a decent passer of the ball. I'll tell you what I like Elneny for is when he picks the ball up in the back three. He seems more comfortable doing it than most of the other players. I have no idea why, because I don't think he's particularly great at passing. He's all right, not bad. And he's passing. He doesn't give the ball away that much. I mean, he nearly gave the ball away in, I don't know if it was the Chelsea game or the one before. Yeah, it was a sideways pass, and he nearly put Arsenal in so much trouble. But he got away with it because it was just about precise enough. And you're right, he does play a lot of sideways passes. And I suppose I just like him because he's just quite solid. But he's not one to thread balls through, that's for sure. He's not an incisive passer. So, and talking of that...
Sometimes you need him. When you're playing away from home against a better team, you can have him and Partey in the midfield breaking up. But when you're playing against teams at home, you know, lesser teams than Arsenal, I don't know. He doesn't need to play. I think Elneny and I think Xhaka as well are squad players.
Yeah.
I don't think they're not box to box.
Not really.
Partey is. I've seen him score. I've seen him shooting. So
yeah, he's shooting. He's shooting. I've never seen the guy who reminds me of. You're gonna. Well, I think you remember this guy, John Jensen. John Jensen.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, and
I was there for his goal.
Oh, you saw his goal live. Oh, I feel envious about that.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah,
New Year's Eve, I believe.
Yeah, because I was so happy when Jensen signed for Arsenal. I thought this guy's good. Hadn't Denmark just won the Euros or something?
That's when we signed him, yeah.
Yeah. So I was so delighted. And then when he joined, it was not quite as good as I was expecting. But not bad. He seemed a decent player. And then he did get his goal, didn't he? Was it just the one in his whole Arsenal career? Something like that. I didn't check.
Yeah, it was.
But it was a screamer. And I'm guessing the same will happen with Partey. But I don't expect he's going to get more than one goal in a season, let's say. I don't know. But he seems confident enough to keep trying anyway. You can't knock that. But yeah.
It does. Yeah, give him credit. It certainly does.
I'll tell you who else has disappointed me recently. And I feel strange saying disappointed after beating Chelsea. And, you know, it's two wins on the bounce now. But Odegaard, what's happened to him? He's gone right off the boil. And I just wondered if, you know, was it just me thinking that or what? But, I mean, before I was raving about him. I said, this guy's the best thing I've seen in ages. He runs around and can play football. And, he's good at playing those balls, you know, eye of a needle balls through players' legs and all of that kind of thing. And he's, you know, I thought he had everything. I just saw... He was kind of like Smith Rowe, but a little bit different to Smith Rowe in maybe